Welcome back to the Just Because podcast, a podcast about all things cosplay.
And life.
And life.
This cosplay and life podcast features me, Mangle Phantom, and...
Marmalade. Hey.
Hey, we're two Australian cosplayers who'll be representing Australia in August, which is in 3 months' time, at the World Cosplay Summit. How are you feeling?
Very excited. Counting down the days.
Less than 100
Packing
days.
Packing my suitcase.
You
not
ready?
Yet, but...
There you go.
I'm keen.
Yeah.
My Duolingo... I still need to do it today.
You're doing good. I forgot to...
You forgot?
Yeah, no.
To start?
Look, I'm just going to do my best.
How are you feeling?
Japan. I'm feeling good. Less than 100 days. I was just reminded.
Mm.
Yeah, well, I'm hopefully we're going to be ready. We should be ready.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I just checked
today. The yen is looking really good to convert if you need to get some cash.
I haven't even booked any of my... like hotels and stuff for the holiday.
That's all right. You got time. You got time.
Because after the competition, I think we're both staying like another week and a half or something.
2 weeks. Yeah.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you just put in your lottery tickets for the Miku concert.
You have. I haven't yet.
You haven't?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Get around to it. It's okay. I'm not stressed.
Doesn't it get drawn soon?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. We'll get to it. Don't worry.
There's a lot of
I'm
events
excited.
Happening.
We only just got back from Melbourne, so...
DreamHack Melbourne. And we've come back with open eyes.
We have, as a team.
As a team. Like new
perspective new perspectives. On the world.
This hat makes me look like a...
I was going to say, you were going to take that off.
I'm done.
Yeah,
no
he's
more
done
of that.
Now?
You look
okay.
better with the hat.
So we did actually try and record a live episode of the podcast at DreamHack, but we had some technical
difficulties. I tried using a, what do you call it, like a selfie
cam?
It's kind of like the...
To me, it's a GoPro.
It's the competitor
it's like
to the GoPro,
yeah. mobile
It was like this
thing.
Big. It's smaller than my phone.
Doesn't have a screen. Can't see what's going on.
It doesn't have
it.
The screen on the front. It has a screen on the back. But...
that does not help for selfie cameras.
We recorded
you
for
call
about
it a selfie camera?
I suppose so.
It's a terrible selfie camera if you can't see yourself.
Okay, it's a,
right?
a vlogging camera.
Okay.
How's that? Vlogging
no,
camera.
No, that's still terrible. Vlogging cameras are meant to have the flippies where you can see yourself.
Speaking of which, I'm going to flip this
you
one just
see
for you
yourself?
And see. You carry the podcast for 20 seconds.
I'm carrying the podcast. I feel fantastic. No, today we do actually have a topic. It's not just one of those ranty episodes, so we hope that you will enjoy our topic today. I believe that we're talking about opportunities as a cosplayer, and we kind of want to talk about live streaming and Twitch especially, because I think both of us, after coming back from DreamHack, felt very inspired by the community that they have. Every second person you met was a creator. Two out of three people.
It was really
three
nice.
Three out of four people were creators.
And it's not that...
a lot of creators.
It's not that in Brisbane we don't have creators. I think because we probably went to the convention where content creators go, but there was always someone vlogging or doing an interview or ready to stream something or had like a badge around them and, I don't know, taking pictures and doing a TikTok. It was pretty full on.
Yeah, but it's advertised as a gaming convention.
It was.
Not a content like... social media
convention.
Yeah,
it was definitely more an esports convention more than a game convention, like PAX.
Yeah.
So I think PAX has lots of game retailers or people showing off their new game they made, whereas this one was focusing definitely more on the esports competition. This is happening here. If you want to get into competitive gaming or you're just streaming, that was another facet of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think what I really liked about it in particular was it was an environment, I think, where I talked to a lot of people and everyone was saying, hey, you want to do this? Yes, you should do it. Or yes, go for it. Or yes, you absolutely have to try. Whereas I think just more in my day-to-day life, you know, whether it be parents or whether it be, you know, our close friends or relatives or just what people I meet, it's more of a, you know, streaming or doing content creation or doing cosplays, like, how much longer are you going to be doing that for?
Mm.
You know, is that something that you're still doing kind of thing? And it's not more of a, it's not very encouraging.
Yeah.
Obviously. So kind of being in that vibe for me felt very like, oh, wow, yes. Yes, if these people are doing it or they're working towards it. It's very invigorating. I have come back to like, hey, you know what, Maya, let's catch up for lunch. And I've got to go to work in an hour, but we can squeeze in a podcast episode.
Hell yeah. I feel a bit guilty because the Saturday one didn't, we don't know if it's going to turn out okay. So I was like, you know, I really wanted to film an episode this week. And we did do the live panel, which we can talk about.
Yeah.
But I feel like I really did want to film today.
I'm glad you're up for it.
But so we're not sponsored by DreamHack or anything.
No,
we just really, we have good feedback
good
overall over the convention. But the way that we did work with them was that we applied to do a panel. I think we talked about that on another episode about your original idea.
Not really, because
we
haven't
get a
done
chance.
A proper podcast in quite a while. The only time we did one was a very last minute one before Supernova.
Wow. Yeah, we haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, we went to Supernova. Holy crap. Yeah. She actually showed up for an hour.
Yeah, I did.
Had a fresh call. So she's like, hey, surprise. Jeremy, what's up? I'm here. It's like, oh, sweet. Where are you? Oh, I've left already. I'm going home.
I wasn't going home. I was going to a wedding.
You went to a wedding.
I had things to, places to be. Oh, it's like that Lady Gaga meme of like club, another club, plane, bus, another club.
Just doing hot girl stuff. You just got stuff to do, places to be.
Oh my gosh. No rest for the wicked. But yeah. Dreamhack. It was, you had a friend.
My mate, I'm happy to say his name's Kurt, my roommate, my housemate.
Kurt Cluck.
King Cluck.
King Cluck.
At King Cluck. He's an ideas man.
Is he a chicken?
He's not a chicken. I mean, he'd make a... He'd be...
Not in a mean way. I just...
No.
I love chicken.
Yeah, me too.
I love chickens.
The animal. No, it's just like a combination of name. I'm going to dox him too hard, but that's kind of like, his name's in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he was like Dreamhack, content creators. Mm. You got to go. We got to go.
Because if Kurt hadn't said anything, would you know about it?
Look, I kind of knew about it. I didn't think it's like, oh, look, it's a con in Melbourne. It's just going to be another con.
Yeah.
I don't need to go kind of thing.
Mm.
But at the end of it, I'm really glad we did.
Same. It was not another con. To me, it did not feel like just another
con. It didn't, because the atmosphere was really different.
It was.
What do you think for you was like...
Let's go back to the start first.
Yeah, right, right.
Kurt gave us this great idea, gave you this great idea.
Yeah.
He said, you know what, guys? If there's going to be a con that you guys do this year, you should definitely do Dreamhack. And we're like, whoa.
Why
Kurt just doesn't just say something like that without meaning it. So we found out that Trash Taste was going, which was pretty recent news. Yeah. I think it was 2 weeks out. They were like, oh, shit, Trash Taste is going to be there. And their manager, Maylin, agent.
They might have been hanging around.
We had rumors that they might be there and that they might be talent scouting. And we were like, you know what? That is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Even if it's, we don't know how lucrative it is.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's real, but the chance that it is, the chance that we might get to meet someone in that, like,
that sphere.
In that way, in that sphere, in that industry would be, like, such a great opportunity for us.
And would you believe it?
Mm.
We didn't meet them.
Hey, I did. Well, I didn't meet the manager. I don't know.
You got to meet Trash Taste.
I got to meet Trash Taste. We're getting ahead of ourselves. We applied Kurt's idea.
Yeah, so Kurt's idea was like, you know, don't just do a panel, because we could do what we're doing now, just to have a podcast,
which is what a lot of people were expecting us to do. They're like, oh, so you're going to talk about WCS? I'm like, no.
Yeah, I'm different. I actually didn't have too many people ask me about it. I think
really?
Because you've got lots of Marmalade cos stands. Obviously following what you do with excited. I'd be flattered too. But I was just like, oh, I'm going out to Melbourne. It's like, oh, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm doing a panel. Oh, sweet.
Cool. I have a lot of old friends who I've known for many years who are involved with other conventions that are no longer around, that have kind of been following my journey since the Love Live days and have seen me grow up into a cosplayer. So I think they're invested in the journey. They're like, damn, you said you were going to do it. Now you're out here doing it. But anyway, Kurt pitched this idea for this game show, mini game show panel, sort of like Mario Party style games, where we would play games with Trash Taste.
Yeah.
That was the original pitch.
The pitch that I put forward was like, hey, game
hello,
show.
Dreamhack.
We want to, in the spirit of gaming, we want to put forward a game show.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, I said something like Mario Party, but if you think like Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, you know, there's game shows. We'd like to invite Trash Taste to be guests on our show. And would you believe it? They said no, but we'd like you to put forward your game show anyway.
Oh, you didn't close the
don't
panel.
Worry. It's
I had
okay.
a feeling.
It's all good. Just minimize it.
I
back to
knew
Charizard.
It. I had a feeling. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just check.
It's good. No, good job. It's that intuition.
For those Spotify listeners, Jeremy forgot to close OBS again.
No, don't worry. Okay. You can see it. It was
it's
covered.
It's a drinking game. Every time
Jeremy has to just take a shot.
OBS.
I mean, no, you could probably create a drink game out of this podcast.
Probably. Apparently, you say just because a lot and not like referring to the podcast.
Right.
You say just because.
I mean, we did it just because, right, without saying, oh, the just because podcast.
No. Like, you'll be bringing up a story and you're like, yo, you know, just because.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you say that a lot.
I say right a lot. I know that. That's one of my little catchphrases. I heard from, who was it? I was talking to somebody and they said, oh, Jeremy, your voice is pretty iconic in the way it's like, oh, someone's talking and I know them. And I'm like, no. There's a lot of other Bogans out there who sound like me, surely.
No, you do have one of those voices.
What was it, like high-pitched and squeaky?
No, just recognizable, like quite unique. I don't know. Like, that's a whole tangent we could hold on to. But I was really surprised when they emailed back being, like, quite quickly they got back to us being like, yeah, you know, they're a bit busy, but we'd love to have you come on and fill this panel slot.
Yeah.
Because it was only 2 weeks out from the con.
Two weeks out.
There's no way there's still, like, slots available. Like, I don't think they were. We don't know if they were.
And we got one. It was on a Sunday arvo. Yeah. Albeit that was probably one of the quieter periods in the day, but look, still grateful we got something.
Super grateful, absolutely.
We'll go through the turn of events shortly. But so we applied for it, we did it, and then, you know, it's one of those things which we thought, you know, let's do it where we invite people up on stage, or we do
audience
this
interaction.
But then this is where I evolved it further. I'm like, you know what, it's gonna be boring if we just have, like, you know, two individuals who no one knows about playing these games, which, you know, might mean something for them. So I thought, why don't we kind of make games in which the entire audience gets involved in some way. Did you like how it turned out in the end?
I loved it, how it turned out in the end. I would say that, like, some games went exactly how I was imagining and hoping for.
Yep.
Other games didn't, but that's all right. It was, like, the first time testing something like this. I've never even watched someone do something like this. I know it's not an original concept, but and having to produce, we made multicam TV shows at uni last semester, and we had to have, like, 40 pitches for game shows. So I was very familiar with the structure and the concept of having to fit a certain amount of games and a certain amount of time and everything like that. I think we estimated way more, like, we made way more content than we could fit into our time slot,
which is probably better than not having enough.
Absolutely. I agree.
But
I had a lot of fun.
I'm glad.
The area that it was in was a little bit loud and overstimulating, kind of, like, reminded me of, like, CRX and, like, all the different competing speakers and noises and music. And, like, at one point another lady picks up a microphone and is, like, making some announcement. I'm like, are we just powering through? Yeah, but it was first time doing something with you, which I thought was really
live on stage. That wasn't a cosplay skit, obviously.
So it was completely, like, unscripted, pretty much. It was a very different experience than my other stage experience, I guess, like, public speaking is always, like, super choreographed, rehearsed idol skits.
Has to be done and exactly as we rehearsed
not
it.
Not even that, even because there's four of us, we have to, like, coordinate who's going to say what, because otherwise we're going to end up being, like, talking over each other.
Yeah.
It's, like, a little bit harder to be naturally flowing with four people on stage.
It's a little bit more difficult.
Than just one and two. So, yeah, we'll have to be like, you're going to talk about this, and T's going to talk about this, and
Like, how was it doing, unscripted two people?
It was fun, but I had that thing in my head being like, is this the right thing to say right now? I don't know. You know, like, double
down.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we might repeat each other, might say something again. But yeah, I had fun. I had a lot of fun.
I didn't know if I should be, like, on stage or, like, running around. And, like, every time I went near the speaker, it did that horrible mic thing. But
yeah,
it was funny. I believe we filmed it, and I believe we're going to be putting it on YouTube, Jeremy?
Yeah, I got my good buddy, Kian. Thank you, Kian.
Thank you so
Go
much,
see
Kian.
Him. He's at
Project Lumini.
Project Lumini. He changed.
Lumi?
Project Lumini.
Lumini?
Yeah, he's a wedding photographer. So if you guys want a good wedding photographer down in Melbourne, hit him up. He's bloody good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he gave us the lav mics, the audio quality from him, the photography, the video, all from him. I said, he sent it to me now. I tried downloading everything at once, like 20 or 30 gig worth of video.
You said 40, yeah.
Oh, and yeah, it crashed. So I'm going to have to do that again.
It's all right.
Anyway,
it's
all right. But yeah, so what were you kind of hoping, or I wouldn't say expecting, but what were you kind of hoping to get out of this weekend? Because we literally booked it 1 week before. I'm glad I had accommodation to stay at, you had accommodation to stay at. And it don't think it turned out too expensive for me, which was good.
That's good. Yeah, same.
But, you know, obviously we didn't...
We weren't paid to go down.
We weren't paid to go down whatsoever. So it was out of our own pockets.
Yeah.
But what were you kind of hoping to achieve, or was there anything that you wanting to... see or do, or people to meet, or anything like that, that you kind of, it didn't have to be like, this is my goal, but anything that you kind of like, you know what, this would be nice if XYZ happened, anything like that cross your mind?
Oh, for sure, absolutely. Like, I was kind of talking that I did an event the weekend before as well. I did the Alien Night Market event with Melody Parade, and I got to sort of catch up with quite a few friends there, and they were going, oh, so you get to go to DreamHack, that's pretty crazy. You're gonna be Trash Taste and stuff. Like, I was like, yeah, I don't know, like, I don't want to get my hopes up, because, like, they were at Smash and we didn't,
yeah, of course,
we did not cross paths with them whatsoever, and I was kind of like, yeah, it's probably gonna be like that, like, I'm not gonna get my expectations plans up or anything for that, but I mainly, my intentions going into the weekend were, yep, to see my boyfriend Mitch, which is amazing to catch up again, and also just to network with other like creators. And I know networking is kind of like a bit of a taboo word nowadays. It feels like it's a clout chasing kind of word, which is, I find really weird, because of course you want to meet people and make connections with other creators and people who are working towards the same goals you are, and that you can help each other out or like bond over certain struggles. And like, it's weird to me, pursuits, like it's weird to me that networking is seen as a negative word now. I don't know where that's, I feel like that's been a recent thing in the last like 3 years, where becoming a content creator has become a lot more common.
Yes.
Networking is now associated with clout chasing, which is really unfortunate.
It's interesting. I can see why it can be seen that way. Yeah, absolutely. It's
associated with like some kind of like shallow, I guess, or unauthentic way of meeting people and hanging out. But
I think, well, that's just it. I think when say network, it's like, oh, this is a professional opportunity. But if it's in the sphere of like creating content, which everyone's kind of pursuing something which is quite elusive, I guess, you know, that's kind of how it can be seen in the content creating sphere.
Yeah.
I don't know, if you're like, for example, a business owner or a accountant, not that those are bad professions whatsoever, but if you say, oh, I'm going to network with other accountants, oh, you know for a fact there's going to be business opportunities for people to meet others. But that's pretty, I don't know, I've already got a line of accounting work and I want to meet another accountant and talk shop.
I don't know. Honestly, I have no idea what goes on in the accounting world and whatever conventions they're having. I can more draw sort of my perspective from the film industry, where your network is your make or break. Like, it's literally a matter of whether or not you know someone is how you get into the industry. And I see, to me, my perspective, social media and especially Twitch and everything, YouTube, seems very similar in that aspect. It's like, okay, if you can get together with a group of people who all want to do this, you're more likely to influence each other and work together and create better ideas in a group. But it's,
it's difficult.
And work together, help each other to create things. But in the same way a film set functions, where you know someone who can edit videos for you, you know, you have someone who can help you film and record. So networking, but it's also, to me, when I say networking, it's like, okay, I want to make friends. I want to make friends. Genuine connections with people that I get along with, who enjoy what I do. I enjoy what they do. I look up to them. People who can inspire you. People who you can look up to. That's the way I see networking.
And it's not necessarily one of those things in which it's like, oh, I met you, you're like this big famous person, we should make content. Like,
no,
it doesn't have to be anything
from one
like
to zero.
That. No.
No, like, yeah, from zero to 100.
It really is. And I think that was my whole weekend.
That's clout chasing.
That's clout chasing.
That
it was
is
just,
being
hey,
like, yeah, I want to use you for what value you can bring to me. Yeah.
I was just, hey, look, I'm Jeremy. Let's hang out and talk about Dungeons and Dragons.
Exactly. You want to actually get to know them, see what they're about. Yeah. What motivates them as a creator. Yeah.
That's pretty much all it should be about, really. I mean, I can see, I've definitely heard that conversation before, in which it's like, oh, hey, you know, this, you know, we should make a podcast together. It does go from 1 to 100 really quickly. Yeah. And
well, it's kind of like meeting a stranger for the first time and then them being like, let's be best friends.
Let's be best friends.
Right? It's like that. Like, it's like, whoa, we just
met.
No, I think networking is introducing yourself and meeting other people in the community. I think that's what it should be seen as, like, okay, I respect you as a creator. I'd like to get to know you.
Yeah.
So I know who you are in this community so that we can go into a group setting and be like, oh, it's that person
I know. This person, let's hang out, let's have another drink, let's catch up, let's talk about more Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. Or like, oh, have you had any photos taken? Let's go, I'll help you take a video or take a photo so you have something to remember today by or something.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That being said, I did do little bits and pieces where it's like, oh, hey, have a chat to someone, they seem pretty cool. It's like, hey, do you want to do like a quick like 1 minute video, just me asking you 3 questions or something? And most people are down for that. It's pretty cool. Yeah. But it's not like I know their extensive background and they're super famous. I'm just like, hey, look, you seem like a cool person. Did you want to make a video? If not, I'm like, it's whatever. It's a minute. If I want to do it, that's fine. Like, it's just cool talking to
you. I think that's kind of different. Yeah. I think that is you working. You are working in that scenario. You're not networking. You're literally creating content.
That's true. That's true.
You're producing a video.
Stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I might have some shorts coming out later.
Networking
is a
more private, closed. There's no camera. There's no audience that will be viewing that interaction.
That's true.
It's purely an authentic chance for you and another person to connect.
To connect and just meet and just see
discuss
if there's
your projects or
synergy between
you. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Doesn't have to. Anything doesn't. Nothing has to come out of it whatsoever. It's
probably
just,
shouldn't.
Yeah. Shouldn't.
I don't think so. I don't think you should expect anything to come out of
that. I think expectations should be zero.
Yeah.
The second you meet someone and you have the expectation of like, oh, let's be friends, and from there we can progress to being good friends, and from there we can progress to being, I don't know, content creation partners. Or if you look at it like this little mind map, when you do see someone, I don't know, famous you look up to, you're setting yourself up for failure straight away, I think.
Well, and that's not a very healthy way to make friends.
It's not. It's inauthentic. It's fake. And you're just kind of...
Well, you're using people.
You're using people. Yeah. And you're just wanting to get to know them because they, I don't know, have status, or because they've got a platform, which, or maybe I can get something from it.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I think... Like, I have genuinely met... like I said, on the weekend, I met some cool people. They had much bigger follow count than I have. And I wasn't trying to get anything. It's like, oh, you seem like a pretty cool dude. But on the same time, there were, you know, people I met, checked, it's like, oh, you're quite famous. And they wanted nothing to do with me. And, you know, I've got nothing against them whatsoever. They're probably just very cautious. They've probably had people, you know, talk to them before and say, oh, they probably want to, you know me because I've got a big following, or they want to know me because, I don't know, they want to date me or something. Like,
you can't assume. You never know.
You don't know. So yeah. I hold nothing against them whatsoever. Yeah. So it's just like, oh, cool. Look, if they had a cool weekend, then cool. If I'm part of it or not, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because I feel like for, I don't know if this was the same for you, but when I went to the con, DreamHack, I found that I had a few friends that I know in Melbourne, but nothing like going to a Brisbane convention where you know like pretty much everybody, and you're always like every 2 seconds like, oh, hey, it's this person. Like, let's catch up and talk. Whereas at DreamHack, I kind of found myself being like, okay, I don't know who any of these people are. I'm going to try and make friends, I guess. Like,
how's that for you?
A little bit. I struggled a little bit just because I think there weren't many cosplayers at DreamHack. The few that were there, I made friends with, I would say.
Yeah, that's good. It does. There's like a mutual connection you can instantly see.
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
Yeah, like even when we went up to the cosplay repair booth on the Sunday to fix my shoe, there was like some other people there we didn't know. We just started having conversation about how bad Demonias are, and we're bonded over, they're like $400 shoes and they break after like 2 months of wearing, you know, bonding, stuff like that, or meeting other cosplayers in the bathroom, and that's a girl thing.
Oh, that's fair. It doesn't happen with boys.
That's a girl thing, going out drinking and then making friends in the bathroom.
No, boys, we just walk in, we don't look at each other, we don't say a word to each other, we look at the wall, we walk out. That's it. That's respect.
No, girls' bathroom is always a place to make new friends.
That's kind of cool, though.
It's nice. But I would say I met, quite a new few cosplayers that I didn't know before. It was really nice to meet. But in terms of, like, the general attendees, there was a lot of boys and a lot of, like, gamer boys. Like, who were just there to enjoy the esports and weren't really there to, like, hang out or chat or anything. They were, like, really into CSGO. I've never played CSGO, so I have no idea how to talk to them. But what about you? Did you talk to any... You said you went around and did those interviews.
Yeah, I went and did interviews. Like... Oh, you know me. I'll talk to people. It's like, oh, so basically after the... None of your fault whatsoever. Just after our panel on Sunday, Mai just disappeared.
I didn't disappear. She disappeared. I was just like, oh, I guess I'll walk around the con. Vanished. I was there.
She was hanging around.
I was there.
I was like, oh, Mai's gone. Oh, maybe she wants to spend time with Mitch.
No,
whatever.
I would have hung out with you. You should have texted me.
That's cool. So I was like, all right, me and Ken, like, whatever. Let's, you know what? Oh, here's a person. Let's say hi.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, I don't know, a dude. Maybe just a me thing. I don't know. It just, oh, look, you look interesting and cool. Let's have a chat.
I did dare you to go talk to someone. That's funny.
Oh, I did it.
Yeah, you did it.
He was like, oh, you're not going to do it. It's like, why don't you do it? And I was like, oh, you're just scared. Like, oh, go do it then. Whatever. And I talked to him. And then, look at you. It's like, oh, fine. That's how you do it.
Oh, my God. No, it was fun. It was really good. It was really good. Really good con.
So that's a little...
What about you? What expectations did you have walking into the event?
That's a really interesting thing.
Did you have anything on your bucket list?
Bucket list? None. Your bucket list? Whatsoever. I was going to go, all right, let's do this panel. Maybe someone cool will see it. Mm-hmm. Maybe they won't. But either way, hopefully we get someone to film it. Thankfully, Ken came along. Thank you again, Ken.
That was great.
So cool. We'll have some cool content to post. And maybe... I'm really glad he came along, because if you've got someone holding the camera while, you know, I'm talking to someone else, it makes the process a lot easier.
Oh,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, here's like selfie camera. Hey, let's do an interview. It just feels so impersonal. I don't like it.
It's not very professional.
It's not. So I'm very glad that he was there. So that would have been a bonus. Like, I'd like to, you know, make some content. So content was a bonus at that point, but I really wanted to just talk to people and, like I said, network. But, I felt just personally very good about myself once upon a time. Oh, you look cool. Let's have a talk. I was like, oh, wow. How do I approach them? What do I say? How do I start the conversation? How am I going to carry it? And
yeah,
I felt very happy with myself because I don't think that there was one conversation I had which was just like, oh, this is awkward now. What should I do? What should I say? Where should I go? No, it just, there was just something that came. It's like, oh, I didn't even need to think about what happened. And for me personally, that's just a huge, huge difference from where I once was to where I am now.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually able to use it effectively, not only to network, but you know, make content, make friends, just meet people, just have a good time. Because I'm sure we've all been there. You've been at a con by yourself and you're like, oh, I don't really know anyone. What should I do? Maybe I'll just look at the shops or something. And maybe I'll try and get into CSGO. Like, you don't know what to do. But when, I guess, you know, I've got this skill now in which I can talk to people, the options were way, way more open, which is cool. So, yeah, learning experience for me. I wasn't expecting anything.
Yeah.
But I just went there with the objective of, let's just talk to people, see what happens.
Yeah.
And I think, because I did that, yeah, I got to meet a bunch of different streamers from a whole different circle I never knew. I got to catch up with some old friends, explore different parts of town for a little bit, and introduce everyone to Temple Water. Anyone told you what Temple Water is?
Water?
No, okay, so over the weekend, I didn't drink a drop. My body is a temple. I'm trying to stay fit and healthy, and at WCS, we might have to be like, oh yeah, let's show off our muscles or whatever, right? I was like, all right, let's try and play the part. I've been working out pretty effectively. I've been eating chicken and rice and whatever. Bulking, yeah, I've been doing pretty well. And what I've been told as well is, you know, try to avoid caffeine, try to avoid alcohol. It's going to either speed up your metabolism where your body burns through more calories, or alcohol's just going to have the opposite effect. It's just going to slow everything down and it's not going to be great. So, all right, my body is a temple. I didn't drink. I had instead what I call temple water. What's temple water? It's literally just soda water with a squeeze of lime in it and some ice. And that's it. You're like, oh, that's gross. But you know when you drink alcohol, you kind of just sip it bit by bit. Same thing with the soda water. And it was free. Cost me nothing.
Free? Oh, because they always give like a buzz. They always give the designated driver free. Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, oh, how much for the soda water? It's like, free, dude. I'm not paying for charging for soda water.
Yeah.
So order temple water if you're having a night out and your body is a temple like mine. It saves your pocket, saves your body. Still have a great time. You don't need alcohol to have a buzz.
No, you don't. You don't. It's so very European of you.
Temple water.
But everybody drinks sparkling water over there. It's crazy.
Soda water.
Yeah.
So, content creation. When I was down there in DreamHack, everyone was like, yes, content. Yes, you can do it. You haven't done streaming before? Yes, you should try it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about actually creating content these days? Because I have met a lot of people who don't like posting a lot because they want their Instagram profile to be like a gallery, an art gallery where everything's perfect, or you know, only the best pictures. What's your opinion on something like that?
Oh God, I have a lot of opinions about social media. I feel like it's something that I've been involved with and interested in for the past 6 or 7 years now. I would say I've absolutely been like paying probably too much attention to every single update to the
trends and Instagram, algorithms,
just the updates, all the features that they've been adding. And every time, we've got Reels now, oh, we've got Shorts now, like kind of paying attention. But it has been interesting to see my close friends, I guess, in my circles. I'd say people aren't super passionate about it or trying to hesitant. I would say.
Yeah.
And it's usually probably because they don't know how or don't want to, and I think that's fine. You don't have to want to create content to exist in the world.
Yeah.
You can very much still be a human being and not be online.
Have a great life.
Absolutely. Some of the best things happen offline. But I think for me, I've always viewed content creation and social media as currency. In the creative spaces, it's currency because traditionally, and when I was studying film in 2018, a lot of the things they told you is that it's who you know, not what you know, and it's very much about your industry, how you can get connections, nepotism, all that great stuff.
Yep.
It's, oh, you shouldn't ever try and be an actor because you have to be born into a director's family.
The right circle kind of thing.
Kind of thing like that. And I gave up on a lot of my dreams, I would say, that I had back then because I didn't see it as a possibility.
Right.
Whereas social media is not, I can't say it's not controlled by anyone because it definitely is.
Yeah.
absolutely controlled by programmers and
of course
developers. But I would say it's one thing that right now we have mostly free access to.
Yeah.
And you can use it to build whatever you want from it. You can use it to build an online or identity or version of yourself, whatever you want to become, I guess. Because, yeah, you can only showcase certain things. You can only showcase positive. You can only showcase you being a sexy person.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do, you can post. But I've always viewed it as a currency platform that you can use to build and what?
Nothing.
You're
just
judging
like,
the way I'm sitting?
Not at all. Okay. You said sexy person. I'm like, oh, sexy person? Sexy person. Like me? Oh, you.
Jeremy!
What?
I don't know. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you
okay,
mean.
I
yeah.
don't know. Like, whatever you want. I was just trying to pick a diversity.
No, of course, of course. Yeah.
If you want to make educational content about being a teacher, then you go for it.
I think it's...
If you want to be like Neil deGrasse... What's it? Neil Tyson?
Tyson, Neil deGrasse...
I'm mixing up people's names. John Neil... Green, whoever the... I don't follow
Smart,
scientists.
Cool scientist man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You can be them.
You can spread whatever message you want for yourself or the world the way you want to. You could literally, I believe, you could change the world through social media. You can. It's been done. It has been shown.
I think, if anything, there's a great opportunity now, more than ever, just for the normal, average, everyday person to become whatever they want to be, thank you to social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because
yeah.
you're kind of able to have access to a lot more avenues in the world that would have previously been not available to
exactly,
you
exactly.
back, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Exactly, yeah.
So, you know, while it is one of those things which is, you know, it can be hard to navigate, it can be a lot of up and downs, it can be quite volatile sometimes, it, you know, it definitely has the opportunity for to open many more doors than
yeah,
is
absolutely.
Ever possible. So.
Absolutely. I think of it in the way of, like, if you wanted to be an actress nowadays, like, or actor, and you're posting, like, little, like, acting lip sync things on TikTok or things like that where you're showing that you have acting abilities, people, like, on student productions might find that. They might cast you in something.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot easier to get noticed where you want to get noticed if you're super passionate about esports and you want to be an esports commentator. I'm sure that if you start making videos about that on YouTube or TikTok, whatever you want, you could actually turn that into a career. And what I've seen a lot of creators as well on the weekend is that they don't really have a boss and they are their own.
They're their own boss.
Yeah.
They call the shots. They do whatever they want to do.
Their own life, pretty much, which I think
is
really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I think to that sphere as well, like I said, you could put yourselves however you want to be, the perfect person, a sexy content creator or whatever you want to do. But I think something I've learned more particularly is nowadays authenticity is absolutely key.
Has been that way for the past 3 or 4 years.
It's definitely has been. And I'm more than happy to see that become more of an established thing because, you know, I think I was the same just definitely once upon a time. I'm just going to put up like the best art pieces and people are just going to see this image of me.
Yeah.
And that's all it's going to be. But lately, I'd say last few, like I said, 2 or 3 years, it's been more fun, more freeing to just say, it's like, oh, look, this is me, I don't know, learning how to shuffle or learning how to do X, Y, Z. And you become relatable. You become human rather than just...
Not only that,
but
you're telling stories.
Yeah, stories.
So you become a better storyteller when you're telling all the parts. Like, nobody wants to watch a movie where it's like, oh my God, they fall in love and they're so happy and they go on a perfect date and then they get married and then they have... Wouldn't that be boring? There's
you
no stakes.
You need to see the ups and downs of everything.
No,
that's what makes
like,
it exciting.
Magical
fun.
Doors that have like aggressive worms coming through that cause earthquakes and destroy the world and...
Yeah. And then you want to see how they get past those aggressive worms.
Yeah.
And rebuild the world from scratch again.
Yeah.
That's
using magical cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in the case
of... You need stakes.
You need stakes.
You need, like, the negative with the positive. That's life. But I think that a healthy way to look at social media as well, and if you're wanting to showcase yourself on social media or build a platform or build a community, is to become a storyteller. Get good at telling stories. Get good at telling your story. No matter how little... If that's, like, your day in a vlogging sense or if it's more grand, if it's a goal you're chasing, you can share that with the world and... They can follow along. You might inspire someone to change their life for the better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You heard it from the Just Because crew. Tell your story. No matter how, you know, weird or wonderful or wacky it is, it's a great story to tell. Mm-hmm. And it's one that's uniquely yours.
Mm.
And something I learned as well. You was like, oh, I want to be the next Yaya Han. I want to be the next Kamui cosplay. I want to do this. There's one thing that you're always going to be the best at doing, and that's being you.
Mm.
So tell your story. What have you been doing? What have you been up to?
Yeah.
Like,
it's interesting. I went to a directing workshop for film at the start of the semester.
Yeah.
And something that the teacher said from the get-go was film is not therapy, and that you shouldn't express your own struggles through film as like a form of therapy, which right. I had a huge problem with, honestly.
Right.
Because that's kind of like saying, you know what, your mental health, not welcome here.
Right.
Don't want to know about it. Yeah, don't want to discuss it. Shouldn't be shared. Should be kept behind closed doors with a therapist.
Okay.
I completely disagree.
Of course.
Because I think the more that we normalize and talk about mental health and including that in your story, like, because of course people don't want to maybe share that they're having a bad day. If you struggle with depression, maybe that's stopping you from being a content creator. You know, you're waiting until you feel better to become a content creator. But I think you'll find the way you are, and people want to know you the way you are,
yeah.
because that's the authentic story that you're telling. You don't have to get out of that, you know. It can just be about you as living with depression. You could be a cosplayer who is depressed.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting story to follow.
I think the stories are good to tell because there's definitely other people out there who have maybe a similar story to you, and they can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, seeing someone who is going through something similar to what you're going through, it's, I think as a content creator, it helps your audience feel empowered. It helps them feel like, wow, they have the same thing as me, but they're still, you know, brave enough to share their story, or mm-hmm. they're still, you know, living their best streamer life, or they're still cosplaying, or they're still doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
It's not, they're not letting it, you know, stop them from doing it. They're still doing the things they want to do despite, you know, still living with whatever.
Yeah, any kind of chronic illness or anything.
Chronic illness or, you know, being diverse or whatever it might be. Mm. I think it's a great thing.
Mm. I think it's an opportunity. That's one thing, again, comes back to social media being like, there's no boss telling you, sorry, you're depressed. You can't have this job. Work. You can. Your phone is right there. Like, you have access to all social media platforms.
Absolutely.
And it's up to you to decide how you want to engage with them and use them, because they can be a tool to kind of self-empower, I would say.
Absolutely.
And, tell your own story to the world. And defy those traditional assholes. Who are like, no, you this can't, is not your therapy.
Yeah, you can't. No,
it's whatever you want it to be.
Yeah. It's like, you can't do it because you're depressed, or you're a lady, or you're Asian, or whatever. You can tell your story, and no one can tell you that you can't.
No one can stop you from uploading an Instagram story.
Absolutely.
I think, unless you don't have a phone. I don't know, that's getting into semantics, but you know what I mean? Like, I think it would be great to see more people see it in that positive light, I think, rather than seeing the negatives. Of course there are problems, of course there's negative, but are we going to focus on that, or are you going to, like, kind of view it in that positive perspective as a tool? Is it something that you can engage with to tell stories? Yeah, even if it's a sad story, it might teach you something. It's fine.
It's great.
It's all part of life.
It's part of life, and people want to be part of your journey. Life,
yes.
And you, they want to get to know in that way.
Exactly.
We had a really wholesome interaction over the weekend. Mm. We were just walking by, checking out the place, maybe going to do a podcast upstairs or something. And then we had someone stop us for a photo. It's like, oh, you guys look really cool. So we kind of had a chat to them for a few minutes, took a couple of photos, and we saw them later. And it's like, hey, they were really cool. And so we got a really sweet, wholesome message from them a couple of days later. It's like, oh, you guys were, you know, highlight of my weekend, two little balls of sunshine.
Two sunshine energy balls.
We're sunshine energy balls.
So we should rename the podcast, guys.
The sunshine.
It's no longer the.
Just because.
Should have done the intro like that. Welcome back to the Sunshine Energy
Ball podcast.
No, I like that though. It's really sweet.
It's really sweet.
It's really sweet.
Oh no, the light.
Oh, I knocked it.
It's all good. It's okay.
Oh, you're not going to gaslight me this time, saying it didn't go out, because it definitely went down. No, it went down.
Nothing happened. Oh, what are you talking about?
Nothing happened.
No. But that was one of the examples. They said themselves, like, oh, I've been, you know, I didn't want to start an Instagram page for the longest time. Yeah.
And
same thing. I talked to my buddy Ken. It's like, oh, don't know how to start this website or this YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And I talked to so many just regular people, either just even at my job or, you know, out in the world, or even at cons. They're like, oh, you know, I don't know if I should post this or I should start this, or and it's really just that mental hurdle, right, of people thinking, you're not good enough, or if I try it, I might fail, right? Go, do your spiel.
Overthinking it. Just do it.
We had this once upon a time.
We did.
You're like Sheila Booth, like, just do it.
Don't overthink it. As soon as you're being like, I don't know this, I don't know that. Of course you're not going to know. You're never going to know. There's never going to be certainty.
There's never going to be...
What are you waiting for?
There's never going to be a perfect time.
What are you waiting for?
It was like, oh...
So you're waiting for someone to be like, yes, you can post it. Again, you don't have a boss.
You don't need permission.
You don't.
You're like, oh, but the algorithm might not... They might like you. It's like, oh, the people on Instagram might not like me. Well, they might like
it's
you.
It's worth the chance.
Worth the chance.
You could, if you post, like... If you had started posting 4 years ago, imagine where your account would be today. One of the major things that people don't really get about social media is about being consistent.
Yeah.
It's like a massive thing of success. It's just if you do it every week, if you log on every week and put up something after a certain amount of time, guess you will have a following.
Give it like, some faith.
Yeah.
Have some faith in yourself.
And as you go along your journey of consistency, you will be like, you know what? This time I'm going to buy a new light. I'm going to upgrade.
Upgrade.
I'm going to like... Take a better photo this time. Try a different angle. Try, who knows, whatever kind of content creation you're doing. But
I mean, you'll get something that you like.
Yeah.
Like what we've been doing for the last 2 weeks with this setup, these lights. I know one day I might upgrade our mic. We might even have two mics.
Whoa.
But, you know, I could have been like, oh, I'm not going to start this podcast. And then we got two mics, two chairs, a perfect camera.
Tripod for the light.
Tripod. I'm still using
Don't show them.
A tissue box to hold the light stick. That's what we've got. Hey, no excuses.
We're on a budget. No, but okay, that's something I did want to mention is I hear a lot of people going, with telling your story, with being an authentic person on social media, I hear a lot of people go, should I make a second account for this hobby? Yeah. Should I make a second account for this? I don't know. What's your opinion on that?
I might have a weird opinion to other people, but... Unless you've got, you know, a business account saying, like, you've got a business selling microphones, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably only want to put, like, people who use microphone equipment or whatever.
Right,
If it's about you, you're the person who the account's about. So, for example, it's about Mangofen or it's about Marmalade. Or, in this case, it's Just Because Podcast. We're not, to me, post everything that is to do with you. So, yeah, I do...
On the one page.
On the one page. So, I do cosplay, but I'm not doing a cosplay page about me. I'm doing a me page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the product.
Yeah.
I'm doing what it's about. And so, if that's the case...
Product.
Well, that's just it, because in
the
end...
Brand.
My
brand.
My brand, thank you. Yeah. So, you know, the Mangofen brands. It's like, I don't just do
cosplay. You're not viable.
I'm not viable to just...
Viable.
Viable.
You're not a product. You can't be bought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what she said. I'm not a viable product. My brands, Mangofen, it's not just cosplay. Like Just Because Podcast, we talk about cosplay.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're also going to be like, hey, look at us. We're, I don't know, on a plane to Melbourne eating nachos or something. Like,
I think the people are told all too often to niche down or have a niche and have like, oh, I'm only allowed to be in this...
In this box.
Frog.
Stay in your community. Lane. Stay in your lane kind of thing.
Yeah,
right?
Whereas I think it's more healthy and organic as a person to allow yourself to be able to post anything because your interests will change over time.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, you're not going to be the same person you are in 5 years' time. You're not going to have the exact same interests in 5 or 10 years' time. And if you have separated all your accounts to be like, this is my frog account where I post all of my outfits with frogs. Are you really going to be able to keep up? You're going to feel pressure then to always be interested in frogs. And of course, you probably will be because who doesn't like frogs?
We love
Everybody
frogs.
Likes frogs.
Great.
But I'm more talking, you know what I mean? Like if you have a separated account for a certain specific hobby, you may feel pressure then to continue always doing that hobby for the rest of your life.
Yes.
So that you can post on it rather than having one account that grows with you and can evolve. You can change your profile picture.
Yeah.
You can change everything.
As you evolve as a person,
but your community will follow you wherever they
go
because they're also all evolving, growing humans as well. And they are there for you.
Look at you. You've evolved so much.
I have.
You have.
I have.
You should have seen
Speaking
her.
Of, I have a personal account, but I don't really use it anymore.
You thought that for a while? So
it was for high school.
Right.
In high school, that was like my first account. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going all in on this cosplay account. All in.
Good job.
All in.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Well done.
I wish Marmalade wasn't taken. Because I don't like the
dot coms. I guess it's taken by some jam company or something.
No, I think it's like a cat account. It's all right. It's all right.
That's right.
We'll pay them good money for it. But I feel like we could have talked about a lot more than we did today. I think.
Look, we got five minutes.
Minutes.
We can do
left.
It. Let's do it. I have to cut a bit short. Like I said, I've got work in
25
minutes. I'll make it. I'll make it.
I always get caught up when we talk about social media. It's something I'm quite
passionate
about.
No, social media, I think, is probably one of the... In this day and age, it's probably one of the most valuable things to Absolutely. Discuss as a cosplayer or content creator, which I'm sure pretty much everyone listening to us, you're probably a content creator in your own right.
I think so.
And let us know, comments, whether it be just DM for our Instagram or YouTube. I want to know how many of you
listeners like, want to or are trying. Yeah.
Are trying, like, if you're after content creation episodes, you want, like, our spiel and thing, like, let us know, because we're happy to talk about this forever.
Yeah, it's something I'm really interested in. I know I consume a lot of content from other creators who talk about it as well, because I find it... I like discussing techniques or things that makes it easier for you or ways of thinking about it and tools and processes.
All those kinds of things.
Yeah.
We barely got through our list. I didn't get through any We ran through like a little list of notes every time, and we went through like two lines of the 12 I wrote down. So look, put it this way. This podcast is coming back, baby. We recorded one thing at DreamHack.
DreamHack,
It might just be audio only for a good portion of it. We might try something different.
We'll find out what because we can do. It might be a Spotify special.
If it's on YouTube,
Is this coming out first or is that...
I think I'll do it first because that's what we recorded first. Yeah. We'll do it in order of recording. Order,
chronological.
Then this one. So this one you might see... What's today? It's like start of May.
Wednesday the 3rd of
May. 3rd of May. So we're in May right now. So whenever this comes out, we'll get it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got stuff lined up for forever. So however long we go. I don't know, what do you think? Would they say WCS kind of vloggy videos to see where we're at?
Well,
that kind of thing?
Being a film student, I feel the need to create some kind of media, whether that's a documentary or whether that's we bring you along in the process of us getting ready. I'm not sure what kind of form it will take yet. I'm doing documentaries at uni at the moment, so I'm very much in the documentary headspace.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
But we'll see what we can produce as ourselves, because both of us have kind of made some major lifestyle changes in preparation for the competition. We're both sort of taking this as an opportunity to level up ourselves and sort of see, you know what, is there a better way I can take care of my body? Because my body is now my, vessel to enter this competition. It's our vehicle. We've got to take good care of it. Don't want to end up in Japan and be like, you know what, I can't climb that hill. I'm exhausted. And be like, yep, go climb every mountain. Or, I don't know, every single level of Don Quixote.
We'll if we go to whatever, we have to go to We've found a solution. We'll tell you all about it in our vlog.
Don't worry. And we'll bring you all into the journey. We'll tell our story as we enter represent Australia at the World Cosplay Summit.
It'll be fun because I don't know of too many people because, you know, last decade or so, I don't think vlogging was so easily done. More so than now.
No, you need to check your social media because Team France, who won last year.
Yeah, they've done it.
I'm forgetting her name. I feel terrible. They did Sailor Moon. They did all outfits. She's French. Vlogged the entire thing. And it had made an incredible YouTube series, has multiple thousands, hundreds of thousands of views. You need to do your research, sir.
We gotta do it.
She did a fantastic job showing the behind the scenes of how she did all the costume changes and skits and everything.
That's cool.
Hazriel costumes.
Shout out. Hazriel. Good job. Love you. Congratulations.
I believe the team. She did a really good series behind the scenes of all the process of getting ready for Japan.
Vlogging. We're going to do it.
We'll create something.
What was I going to talk about? We're going to be talking late about panels. Do you like doing panels? Just panels in general. Like, are they worth doing?
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good thing to propel you forward to what you want to do? It can be a yes. It could be a no. We'll let you know. And Twitch streaming.
We're gonna be like, yeah, we'll talk about DreamHack and like streaming.
Streaming.
And then it just diverged.
And
we need to maybe niche our.
We don't need to. No, we'll just make another episode.
We made too many notes, but maybe we should have picked like three notes out
of
these.
Put it this way. I think because when we first started, we're like, all right, we need a whole page. Make sure that we have enough content to talk about because I might run out of things to talk. No, you know us by now. We're able to waffle. We're able to bounce back and forward. We're good at that. Oops. No, it's not a bad thing.
We hope you enjoy following our conversations.
Following our conversations.
I'm sure we're in the background while you con crunch.
Yeah, like...
Always con crunching.
I don't know, why...
Our audience are forever...
Forever con crunching. The con crunch never ends.
They are trapped in purgatory.
Don't worry, we'll be with you every step of the way. Every step of the way. As long as
so
you...
That's so meta to think about.
Well, it's kind of...
We only exist to them when the cosplay crunch comes out.
Well, as long as they never quit. Cosplay, they'll always be crunching in some way, shape, or form.
Exactly, which means stuck.
hopefully freedom. You'll always have true friends with you on your journey with whatever you're making.
Yeah.
But I've heard we're apparently pretty good background noise for making stuff. I don't even know how many people watch the video in full. So don't even worry if your hair feels a little bit out of touch today. I ditched my weird
hat. That's where I'm wearing my shrimp hat. Do you like shrimp? It has a shrimp on it.
Oh.
You see? Prawn.
Oh, she's got a prawn on her hat. I'll see if I can zoom in on it.
I have a friend at uni who has the same hat.
Oh, really?
Funny. We showed up one day. I was like, hey.
Hey, prawn buddies.
Prawn buddies. Yeah.
That's fun.
Shout out Dave. I think he listens to the podcast.
It's cute. All right.
Should we wrap this thing up?
Yeah, unfortunately, we'd have to wrap this up about 10 minutes earlier, so it's going to be a bit slightly short today because I do have to go to work in 20 minutes.
All right, we'll make the next one a longer one for you.
I promise. We're going to do a content creation. I've got Wednesdays free now. I've got Wednesdays free so we can dedicate to podcasting and making vlogs and actually my costume. It's going to happen.
WCS finals. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right. We wish you all the best
with your content
crunching and your week, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.